So let me start off. So you're in this room. We're talking about consumer insights on the streaming war content supply chain. So if you're here, you're in the right spot. So joining me today is Alex Bonfro, who's our Vice President of Data, and myself, Dave Cornella, who's Senior Vice President of Global Strategic Accounts. So I'd like to start by talking a little bit about a little of the background. And if you look at our industry today, as you know, we're spending billions of dollars on content. But the acquisition and licensing of that content is really missing meaningful global insights as far as what the value of that content is. And if you're really going to be in the marketplace today and you're buying and you're licensing or acquiring content, you really want to have a clear understanding of the value of that content. And to do that, you really need to understand the actual content to make data-driven decisions versus just emotional decisions sometimes. So if you look at the streaming wars today, it's really being driven by brute force. If you look at what's happening in the marketplace, if you look at Apple and the Netflix of the world, there's a ton of money being spent, and it's all about getting the most content on the most platforms at any cost at this point. But that can't really continue. It can continue, the bubble continue to grow, but it's really important that we start making smarter decisions. So I want to pivot the conversation and talk more about what it takes, what you need to do to make sure you get the right content at the right price on the right platforms. So, before we get started, I'll touch a little bit about WIP Media Group, which is our company, and why we're in a unique position to talk about this subject today. So at the foundation of our portfolio of platforms is the MediaMorph platform. And the MediaMorph platform is actually used by a number of our clients throughout the industry to track metrics and to help them track the content that they're distributing across world markets and understand the value of that content in each market. The second is the TV Time consumer-facing app, which has over 13 million active users and collects rich first-party data on consumer engagement in the content. And the third, And the third is our TVDB metadata organization. And this organization, if you think about it, is the Wikipedia of metadata. So they are a community-driven global metadata platform that is essentially builds out all the information you need to know about TV and movies throughout the world. And we use that organization to power our TV Time app. All right. So together, those three organizations, what they help you do is really understand the value of a piece of content from what it can generate in the marketplace and you're monetizing it, and also help you predict what the capabilities are of that content going forward. So I know this slide looks more like an ad, and however, it's important to help understand the unique ability, that unique position that we're in, to be able to look at consumer data as well as platform data and data from the supply chain in the world to really give you a full understanding of what the potential of that content is in the marketplace. So in today's marketplace, we actually work with studios, with our MediaMorph platform, as well as working with the MVPDs, helping them in managing that content, and then the TV Time data on the consumer side. So it's the ability, the unique ability we're in, to be able to combine the consumer data with the supply chain data to give you a real clear understanding of the value of content. Okay. So I talked about the fact that we actually manage a lot of the content. We work with the MediaMorph platform. We actually have visibility in the supply chain. And we do this, and the visibility we have into this data is an unprecedented level. To give you an example, 70% of all of the TVOD transactional data globally is tracked by our MediaMorph platform. So we have a very very rich, very extremely heavy group of data sets that we can actually look at. And we can combine that data set that we get out of our MediaMorph platform with the consumer data that we have from our TV Time first-party consumer-facing app. And those two components together provide a very amazingly rich platform to help you make data-driven decisions on what content you're buying, whether you're a buyer or seller, or also understanding the value of the content if you're into selling, if you're selling content. So with that background, moving on to the topic at hand, as you understand, through the whole ecosystem, content choices are becoming more complex than ever before on all fronts. So whether you're a buyer or whether you're a seller, you really need to understand the next generation of connected consumers. And the viewership is becoming fragmented. It's being, people are looking at and viewing content across all platforms. So it's becoming more challenging to really understand the data and collect that data. And at the same time, we're moving from a content-centric to a consumer-centric world. And if you don't understand the consumer, if you don't understand what the consumer wants from a content perspective, and you get it wrong, it only takes a couple clicks for them to decide they're going to move on and try another service. So how does that impact your content choices? From a distribution perspective, you really need to understand that there's more partners. If you're distributing content, you have more partners in the marketplace, and there's greater financial complexity in how you're licensing that content. It's no longer a simple windowing model, but a more complex one at the global level. And you basically have to really understand the value of the content and across different marketplaces and how you're going to position it in these different financial models to really make sure you're getting the right value for your content as a distributor. And we talked about the streaming wars. And one thing to keep in mind is this doesn't seem to be changing anytime soon. Right? People are saying there's a bubble out there and there's a lot of spend going on, but it doesn't seem to be letting up. I mean, if you look back just till October of last year, Discovery launched the Dplay service, and then shortly after in November, we had two major services launched with Disney, as well as Disney Plus, plus the Apple TV service, and then coming up in April, NBC will launch Peacock, and following right after that, HBO Max will launch in May. So there's really no sign that the industry is going to stop spending. So there's more content being spent, and you really need to make sure you're making the right buying. In fact, if you look at the total for the, I think it was a Variety Intelligence platform actually said that in 2019, the total spend for the US market was $120 billion for original content. So that's just original content. So if you add in library content, that number is enormous, because if you look at what people are spending for, platforms are spending for content of the likes of Office or Friends, it's a massive amount of money. Can the industry continue to spend at an unprecedented level? Probably not. But either way, you really need to make sure you're making smarter choices. You're spending a lot of money, you want to get it right. So let's pivot the conversation from one about the massive spend to talking about what you need to do to make sure that you're spending money in the right way to get the right content at the right price in front of your audience. Because ultimately, that's going to be key. Another good data point here is that for the industry as a whole, the average spend from a consumer is going up. In fact, in 2019, the home entertainment spending was up 11.5%. So whether you're launching a new service or you're trying to get people to move to your service, you have to make sure you get the content piece of the puzzle right. And that means you're not going to have an unlimited checkbook forever, but you want to make sure you're getting the right content at the right price, and it has to be the right content for your audience, right? So with that in mind, I'm going to turn the microphone over to Alex, and Alex is going to take you through some more specific examples on this topic.
Dave. A quick plug, we actually did a streaming war study late last year ahead of the Disney and Apple launch, and we're doing part two of that this year with the HBO Max and Peacock, so look out for that. Actually, I think Jerry is available for consulting on that after the presentation. So, like Dave said, so tons of platforms, tons of streaming platforms out there, tons of content. Everyone's trying to win, throwing whatever they can against the wall and kind of see what sticks. The question is, how do we bring some kind of a nuance around evaluating that content, assigning value to it, that both parties, the buyer and the seller, can accept to make the transaction more efficient and more dynamic? So one concept to think about is travelability. So we've always known about it. How does one piece of content travel to another geographically? So we have, it used to be the content was produced in a country, distributed in that country, and watched in that country. Now you produce anywhere and you can travel that content anywhere. So sitcoms travel well globally. you know, Indian dramas travel well to South America, et cetera, et cetera. But there's one piece of travelability that's a little different, and that's beyond just geography, looking at audience travelability or platform travelability. So how is something that might be on one platform, whether or not it's doing well there, likely to do on another platform from an audience perspective, and whatever way that new platform monetizes that content. So part of, you know, there's a lot of ways to look at that. You can look at viewership, traditional viewership, volume. But what we feel is really important that isn't being done today is looking at how people engage with that content. So through our app, TV Time, you mentioned the consumer app, people track what they watch and they also interact with that. And it's from the standpoint of voting for their favorite character, or telling us how the content made them feel. And all of these things are important in evaluating a show. It's sort of the why behind the watch, the softer side of how people engage with content that we feel is critical. And if you can take these signals, and for us it's the signals we get through the app, but those types of consumer-centric signals, and predict how content's gonna do, you know, it's an amazing thing. Predictive, obviously we all wanna do it, and this is a way that we think we can get closer to being predictive, or at least figuring out how to match content with other content or content with the right platform. It's kind of like, I mean, the way I think about it is, you know, if you looked at baseball, I'm a baseball fan, so if you look at baseball 20 years ago, you had scouts out there kind of looking at players, and he's got a good arm, and he's got a good bat. We need a lefty, he looks good, and they drafted and traded players based on sort of gut upset.